W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios.
This is the WTH Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the WTH Podcast for the week. We had to take a week away. Life sort of gets in the way sometimes of us being able to do the show. So this is just an abbreviated version with myself. And you've heard me mention the young child occasionally on the show. She's here on my knee at this moment, so if you hear something that sounds like a baby, it is. Jason and Kareem obviously not here. I'm recording this on Thursday evening, the 15th. We just had the Greater Arden Chamber Mixer here at Darling New Media last night as I'm recording this, and it was a very nice event. It was good to see all the people. I need you to move your hand off the mic. Thanks. Oh, now I've got Siri chiming in. Fantastic. So that was really, really great. Super excited. We have some new podcasts that are going to be launching here from Darling New Media very, very soon, including a major announcement from a Sacramento media personality that you may or probably actually have heard of if you've been in Sacramento for any period of time. So very excited to finally get that out to people. There have been podcasts that I'm hosting for some of our clients that are more specific to their businesses, so they're not at all comedy. They're more about that topic. And we just had a new person sign up for a podcast membership earlier today. And so very exciting things happening here at Darling New Media, and I want to take a second to thank everybody who's helped make it possible, including my co-host Jason Kareem and my wife and this baby that I'm fighting. I didn't know there were this many things to grab in the studio, but apparently there are. A couple of quick things before I wrap this thing up, because it's going to be kind of an abbreviated thing. I want to touch briefly earlier today, the impeachment charges, the impeachment, whatever the impeachment thing is, it was brought from the House over to the Senate. So, President Trump has been officially impeached by any measure, and the trial to begin in the Senate. So that'll be interesting to watch. A lot of new, pretty damning evidence, if it's to be believed on his face, from Lev Parnas, that just came to light in the last couple of days. So some of it really, really disturbing, involving the former ambassador to Ukraine. So we'll see how all that plays out. The original idea of Mitch McConnell to, you know, just have a quick trial with no witnesses, that may be going by the wayside. So we'll see how that all plays out, and we'll talk about that more next week on the shows. The Houston Astros this past Monday. Whoa, there's the ball on the trackball on the mouse. Would you think an 11-month-old baby would be able to remove a trackball from a mouse? They can. The Houston Astros got hit with some penalties for cheating in the 2017 year, the stealing signs, banging on trash cans, all that jazz. Their general manager and manager were suspended for a year. Yes, a year. The owner ended up firing them rather than bringing them back after the year because, well, that was a good PR thing to do. I watched his press conference, and I'm not super convinced that the owner of the Astros is that contrite about it. I'm sure he's sorry it got caught. It really looks bad for him and his team. But they're still considered the 2017 World Series champions. And the Red Sox are now under investigation for their cheating in 2018, allegedly. Their manager, Alex Cora, was part of the Houston staff in 2017. He was implicated in all that. In fact, he was one of the people that came up with the scheme to cheat. He was let go by the Red Sox, which makes perfect sense because he was fully implicated in the Astros cheating. And with the other investigation of the Red Sox coming up, he was probably going to get suspended as well, and maybe even for longer than a year. So it didn't make sense to keep him around. By the way, the Red Sox will still likely continue to be the 2018 World Series champions. And I've made the point on social media, and I still believe this, if you actually want to discourage this type of behavior, you have to start taking these championships away from these teams. Because you can go, oh, well, they lost draft picks and it's really severe, and oh, their general manager was suspended for a year and that's really severe. And they are, but ultimately these people and these organizations cheat and look the other way when people are cheating because they want to win. They want to win that championship. And if you allow them to keep the championships that they won in years when you know they've cheated, you've done your investigation, you know that they have cheated, if they're allowed to keep those championships, there is no real legitimate deterrent to doing it. Because if you do it, if you don't get caught right away, if you don't get caught until later, you get to keep your championship. Hooray! Take it away from them. And no, you don't get it just because you were the team that they beat in the World Series. I'm looking at you, Dodgers. Because you don't know that you would have won either. It's vacated. There should be no World Series champion for 2017 or 2018, in my humble opinion. And the world would keep spinning. They canceled the World Series in 1994. There's no 1994 World Series champion. There wasn't even a World Series. So if you really want to crack down on cheaters, that's kind of what you got to do is step up and go ahead and do that. Maybe it's extreme. I don't think so. Get rid of them. Get them out. Get them out. That being said, what have we gotten through? We've got Oscar noms are out. I've got a baby. I haven't had a chance to see many of these films. Did see Joker. Great movie. Fun watch. Kidding. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting award season. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up from there because I'm trying to keep a baby from grabbing literally everything in a podcast studio, which is way more than you would have thought, including a mouse cable. Yes, I have a mouse that with a cable. So we'll wrap that up for you for this episode of the WTH podcast. For the ones this week, this isn't an officially numbered WTH podcast because it's so out of the box, but anyway, we'll be back next week with fresh new episodes, fresh new takes. And, condolences going out to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. His father, Rocky Johnson, passed away a couple of days ago. So that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thanks for downloading and listening. Thanks for clicking through the Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com and also the Shop Target tab. We do appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you telling a friend. And we will see you next time.